because of the unreliability of my colleagues, you get to the point where the, well, actually, promoters are scared stiff. They can't handle. I mean, I did some stuff with Michael with MSG. You know, Michael had a bit of a crack up with MSG thing. It was the plot in MSG, and ironically enough, Michael had to cancel in the middle of a thing in San Francisco. About three songs in, he's wearing the plot shirt but doing the MSG stuff. It was just, you know. Go, a promoter looks at that and go, do I want to book UFO yet? You know, we cancelled it. We've cancelled in Japan in the middle of a show in Tokyo. We've cancelled the British tour, sold out. We, you know, so it's, I don't know. I love playing UFO stuff. You know, it keeps it rare, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
rare concert, live concert footage.
what sets him off on the road? What, like, I mean, what goes wrong for him in the middle of a tour that he just has to
bail? I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's the stress of playing the guitar.
After something like that happens, mm-hmm. how hard is it to put things back together and go back and do a new studio album? And
we get used to it, because we've always been like that to a certain extent. It's just the fact that we spent about 20 years working a lot, and then you spend another 10 years of actually sort of going, oh, I wonder if I'll play guitar next year sometime.
How do you guys come together to record a new album? What gets the ball rolling?
Normally money. No, well, yeah, obviously money's, because normally you're broke by the time to go, Michael, oh, well, maybe I better get into UFO again. But no, it's one of the things, people are always asking us to do things. It's actually the time it takes to get a UFO session going can be sort of 3 or 4 months. It works very well, ironically enough. You know, we get on well. That's the funny thing. It's not like you walk in, there's this bad vibe. It's very not a matter of fact. I mean, I miss the days of going around the pub and then coming around and rehearsing or going to the studio, that sort of thing. It's not quite like that. It's a lot more together in that respect. But I think in some ways it takes the spark out of it. But I believe that's what bands do these days. It's like a business production sort of thing. We write individually now. And we put the songs together as a band, get the backing tracks, and then Phil comes up with melodies and things, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you guys are living now in different parts of the world, you do write pretty much everything individually.
We see the great thing about some of the better UFO albums was the fact that, you know, you get to rehearsals, you might play a little bit and go, oh, let's go around the pub, have a few drinks, come back, and good, bad, or indifferent, we play and we get a bit loose with it. You know, it wouldn't be the fact, I mean, I certainly never remember every chord we're supposed to be playing anyway, but, you know, you do it and it changes a bit because you don't care, because you've had a few drinks and you're having fun. And that's, for me, that was the essential UFO feel, was that it was a certain amount of fun that came into doing it, and then it got structured, and we, you know, it's like a proper band rock and roll production. And it did come from the fact that we got on pretty good. We had an attitude, I think, was the important thing.